Smile.
90.4 FM.
There are only four more Mondays of this show left and five more before it's Christmas. Can you believe that?
Sheesh.
So traditionally on the Ice Smile Report, I start looking back on the big tech stories of the year and also at my favorite Monday gadgets to consider for the year's Christmas stocking. It was January when I told you about a new Dutch game that was featured at the Consumer Electronics Show, and which promises to change our view of device screens and how much time our kids actually spend on them. Now, the COVID lockdowns didn't help either, which is why the game Pico caught my attention. It's spelled P-I-C-O-O. It's aimed at kids between the ages of 4 and 10, and it aims to be the first games console made for the outdoors.
Okay.
Yep. Instead of one console, it's actually a whole bunch of interconnected controllers that can vibrate and looks a bit like a bulky relay race baton. The head of each controller is also an LED light that can flash in different colors. These different functionalities allows you to play a number of outdoor games, some new and others that have been digitized for a new generation.
We use their love for technology, but use it in an outdoor setting. So they go out and play and have the benefits of physical activity, of social interaction with their friends, and play the games that we used to play as kids when we were growing up, like tag, hide and seek, treasure hunt games, capture the flag kind of games. Kids these days, they don't go play tag anymore. They expect interactive technology everywhere. I mean, if you put a kid in front of a screen, they'll start swiping. But we add actually something as well, because otherwise they could just play tag without these things, of course.
Now, other games included there, Whack-a-Mole's one of them. There's Spy Hunt, Zombie Run, Lightning Bolt, and a few educational games like Maths Mania and Kaleidoscope. Each game comes with cards that has to be scanned by one of the controllers, which then shares it with the other controllers. Press the start button and the game is on. Now, parents will love the fact that most of the games require a lot of jumping and running around, so it's pretty much combines the best of both worlds. You have gaming and the exhilaration of outdoor play with one's friends. And of course, in the absence of friends, then mom and dad will inevitably have to fill that role. Because we are playmates as well, aren't we?
I like that. I like that it involves a bit of movement as well.
It does, yeah. Now, let's take Spy Hunter, for example, Lindy. Once the game has been started, one player's controller will vibrate, which means they are now the spy, but only they know that. Other players have to find the spy, and once they get close enough, the vibration will then jump to their controller, and so on. The game ends when everyone has had a chance to be the spy. Pico sounds like loads of fun to play in the park or on the beach, for example. So I suggest if you're looking for a gift for a couple of kids that you are aware of, maybe in your household, go online, Pico, P-I-C-O-O.com.
Smile Breakfast.
Smile Breakfast.
6 tot 9.
6 tot 9.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.